Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor.
Good morning, everyone.
Your voice.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there.
Really? You don't think I have an annoying, high-pitched voice?
How come no one ever told me that I sounded like that?
You ever think about doing radio?
Why the weird voice?
I find your voice quite melodious.
What a gorgeous way to wake up.
I could listen to you talk all day.
Okay, well, let's get started.
Showtime!
Yep, it's showtime. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty, sporting that pretty hot-looking purple beanie from last night.
Yes, yeah. I know.
VGK got beat last night by San Jose, but it was the NHL's International Night to Stand Up to Cancer.
Yes. Yeah,
it was awesome.
It was.
Cool.
I watched.
Very cool, yeah.
And I know you did it for your dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
My dad and my couple of family members.
So everybody got one of those beanies or a scarf, you said?
Yeah, they had scarves as well.
All right. And a heartbreak loss in overtime.
I know.
But we'll talk about that a little bit later on next half hour.
Well, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood because it's Friday, people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Weekend is here. It's almost, time to start bleeding gravy. Mm-hmm. And life is good. Come on.
And last night, thanks to everybody who came out to the Shady Grove Lounge over at the Silverton for the 6th annual Jingle Ball Rock Preview Party.
It was so much fun. What a great crowd out there. Jeez.
We had a lot of fun and a lot of former winners.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did.
And a lot of people, I noticed and talked to a lot of people who have never done it before.
Right, right.
And they're stoked about it.
Yes, they are.
So.
Yes, everybody thinks they've got the formula.
Mm-hmm.
They got the formula.
We'll see what happens again this year.
And yeah, I had fun talking to Angela, who won it. You know, she found it in 3 days. 3 days.
It was like 2-3 years ago.
And she said, I said, you know, people get really mad no matter when anybody finds it. She said, I was mad at myself because it's so much fun looking for it.
Yeah.
She said, I was really mad. I said, yeah, but you won $10,000. So
$10,000.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It was great last night. So again, and thanks to the staff and management over at the Silverton.
Yes.
The bartender servers over at the Shady Grove Lounge had a good time. All right. Sunshine today. Finally, going to be a nice weekend. High in the upper 50s today, low 60s over the weekend, 42 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, something really different for Harrison Ford that I will tell you about. We'll
talk more about that, plus some other stories after Michael Jackson.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Mr. Rogers, of course, who opened the show, his widow has seen the movie and loves the new Tom Hanks movie,
Mr.
Rogers' Neighborhood. She says that he would have loved it as well. Harrison Ford, this is interesting. He is in negotiations for his first regular TV role. He has not done TV. He has not done it.
Oh.
So I don't know what it is yet, but I would imagine it's probably something for Amazon, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, good for him. You know, this is like new.
Never.
New.
He's not young.
I think he may have when he was younger, but I mean, now the big trend is to do TV's huge. You know, TV is huge because of not network TV.
Right.
But Amazon,
okay.
Netflix, all of that stuff.
I see. Okay.
Dave Grohl, he kind of explains that the Foo Fighters are now dad rock.
First of all, we are all dads, and you're right, we're a rock band. I'm 50 years old, I have gray hair, but you know, the funny thing is I have never considered our band cool, and I like that. We've just never been hip or cool, and I think that the reason why we're still here is because we do kind of disconnect ourselves from, like, the popular stuff that's going on, but also because... do we care? I just want to play music.
Wow.
I love him.
That's awesome.
I love him. He is the epitome of hip to be square.
Yeah.
He really is. He is the coolest guy.
They did a documentary, and they're in their garage recording their album, and his daughter walks in and says, hey, can we go swimming now? He's like, guys, I'll be back.
Yeah.
And he just goes, and I'm like... total dad.
It's a great documentary. And yeah. the sound, what is it, Sound Studio?
Oh,
Sound
yeah.
Studio, which is amazing. One of the best documentaries, man. Mm. NASCAR legend, if you did not hear this, Jimmy Johnson retiring next year.
Wow.
What is he looking forward to most?
Mm-hmm.
Turning right. Get out of here. Get out. Oh, yeah. Anyhow.
They didn't see that one really? Coming at me.
No, nobody did.
You thought I was going to go left.
And then you went right.
And I went right. Thank you.
Okay.
And the best news ever, Days of Our Lives has been renewed for another season.
Thank God.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Brady Black, well, the actor who plays Brady Black, he tweeted yesterday. Now, he lost his wife, who he didn't really love.
Oh, boy.
After she had a baby that they lost. I think, I don't know, because now Days of Our Lives is a year into the future, so we don't really know what's going on, if that's really what's happening, if it's a dream, if there's somebody who prevents all of this from happening, because Hope is Princess Gina, and she's not really Princess Gina. She was years ago. She can't be again. I don't know, but she did push Jennifer off the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Who knows? Probably because Stefano told her to do it. But he's dead. There's no way he could have done that. Anyhow, Days of Our Lives has been renewed for another season.
How many seasons is it?
Like 55, I think.
Oh, so if I tried to start watching maybe this weekend,
oh, no.
It would be impossible.
No, no. No, I shouldn't say that. I think it's a 40. I think it's almost 50 seasons.
It would be the biggest binge-watching
really?
Episode of your life.
I have to tally that up because it's so funny because it comes up in the new seasons technically start in September. And yeah, I think it's season 45, I think it is. Morty. Oh, so you only have 45 years to watch
I'll stick with Friends.
Yeah. It's like season 45.
Get through that.
Episode 35,000.
Before you start on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I know. Get to the second season of Friends.
Your first chance to grab some Wham, put some money in your pocket, qualify for the $5,000 grand prize we have to give away next week, by the way, from Dollar Loan Center.
Excited about that.
Some walking around money. Your first chance to win six a little later this morning, 8 o'clock. That's what we'll do. 8 o'clock. First chance to win, of course, all day long. Putting some Wham in your pocket. Want more details? Go to our website, 963KKLZ.com. Bill's on the phone. What's up, Bill?
I just wanted to call you guys. I'm out here, moved back here to Rhode Island. I wanted to call and wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you very much. You're in Rhode Island?
I am.
And you're listening what, on the app?
I was listening on the app, but I see that bright, shining, smiley face on my Facebook from Carlos. So.
Wow.
I gotcha. Dude, thank you for calling.
A lot of people don't realize Carla does a Facebook Live segment every morning before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of people are viewing and tuning in. And there's Bill from Rhode Island.
I know.
I used to manage the Sharper Image out there at Fashion Show.
Oh, cool. Yes,
and
Bill.
I would listen to you guys every day.
I used to love that store.
Yeah.
God, I love that store.
That was your last minute shopping when it came to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know you could find anything for anybody in that store.
Yes.
That was my first minute shopping.
Or last. Oh, man.
I hope you guys are having a great day.
Bill, we are having a better day now thanks to your call. We appreciate it very much.
Have a great day.
Very nice call. And by the way, to you last night who did an amazing job and a special evening edition of your Facebook Live.
Yes, it was quite fun to have everybody there backing me up. It was really funny. And to hear the whole room saying, hashtag girl is boobs.
Yes. People going, oh.
I know. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. BGK took it on the chin last night in overtime. Heartbreak loss. But it was for a good cause. We'll talk more about that and have some of the highlights in about 6-7 minutes.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So last night, everybody was amped up. San Jose, the Sharks were in town. T-Mobile Arena, VGK playing the Sharks. And boy, what a heartbreaking loss.
Yeah.
But it was NHL's night to stand up to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And Morty went to represent his family, came away with the purple beanie,
mm-hmm.
had the sign. I thought that was awesome. I did see the replay. I saw the highlights of how the whole stadium just lit up.
Yeah.
When everybody did stand up, and that is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a tight game. I mean, until the third period, it was 1-0 San Jose.
Yes.
Until we finally tied it up with about 8 minutes left.
McNabb has it now. Red Sox score!
I think he does such a great job of announcing. I really
do. He does.
So we go into overtime, and at this point, after getting home from the Jingle Bell Rock preview party, I'm just nodding in and out, doing the whole whip neck thing. And
I'm fine.
So we're in overtime.
And the rebound up ice. Logan Couture's got a clean breakaway with a chance to win it. Pacioretty trying to catch it. Zach Fleury, loose puck, score on the rebound. Logan Couture put in his own second chance. And the Sharks win it in overtime, 2-1.
Now, the good news is we got a point, though. We got a point on it.
Yeah, my problem, and he's such a great announcer, my problem is sometimes I can't understand him.
Right.
He gets so excited.
And moving so fast.
Yes.
But, boy, what an atmosphere last night. Morty, though, you said you sat next to one of those obnoxious Shark fans.
Yeah, it's like a couple. The wife is a Golden Knights fan.
Yeah.
And he's a Sharks fan. Oh, he had his jersey and everything.
Yeah.
And he just kept yelling, "Good job, Jones. Good job, Jones." And finally, I turn around. I'm like, dude, Jones isn't even playing. What kind of fan are you? He goes, "In my heart, he's playing." I go, "That's not a in my heart."
Oh, I said, I like him.
And your heart is like, your heart's on the bench. Your heart's over there on the bench.
I love it.
Well, in my heart, the Golden Knights won. So my whole story is going to change.
Right. That's right. Exactly.
We're going to put some wham in your pocket, $100 in walking around money you can use for anything you want. Take yourself, get a massage, dinner, just spend it on yourself.
Yes, do.
$100. Your first chance to win some wham less than an hour from now. Details on that coming up here in a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Sunshine today, just in time for the weekend. Highs only in the upper 50s today, low 60s Saturday and Sunday. It's about 42 outside right now. Morty just showed me some pics of parents who are shaving their kids to look like adults.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big challenge now. Kids want to be adults.
Yeah.
You're going to have to look like an adult.
Right.
And some of these pictures are pretty funny.
I think we're more mean to kids now than they were to us when we were younger. I really do.
I can't imagine my dad ever shaving my head.
No. I mean, you had the hair cut.
Right.
But, jeez.
Good Lord. Little bald spot in the back.
Right? I know.
You happy
they do.
Now?
They look like they're 70, too.
All right. Jeez. I don't know how many other parents have taken up this challenge. But kids, if you're listening this morning, don't do it, okay? I'm just telling you
now. And if you want to be an adult, just go get a job. That's all. Just get a job and contribute.
All right. Few things we think you should know. Carla has that coming up here in a bit.
Oh, okay, boomer. Guess what? Saying that can get you sued.
All right. More on that. Some other things we think you should know. Going to do it after the Eagles, Hotel California.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Hold on for a second.
Okay. There
you go. Check one.
Check
two.
Check one. Sibilance. Okay. So listen to this. This might explain a lot of things. Apparently, the human brain has been shrinking over the last 20,000 years.
Oh, please.
And yes, it has shrunk by almost 20%. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That means we're not using it the way we should.
I have no doubt.
Yeah, I know. 20% in the last 20,000 years. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't noticed, said Florida. anyhow. I know. Listen, so yes, I mentioned the okay boomer, you know. Okay,
yeah.
Boomer. That's the catchphrase. We've talked about it. It's what a younger person says when you condescend, you know, to them or you say something, you know, stupid to them when
right.
they think you're old. Well, if you say okay, boomer, you can be sued for that. This goes back to the Age Discrimination Employment Act of 1967. It bans people from creating a hostile work environment over someone's age. So, listen to this, though. The rule does not apply to anyone under 40, okay?
Oh.
Okay? It only applies to people over 40. So, we old people?
Yeah.
We can make millennial jokes all the time. Doesn't matter.
Turnabout's fair play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, Melly. Yeah, okay, Boomer. Yeah. And if you're hosting Thanksgiving next week, here are some things that you need to do this weekend in order to prepare. They say you should clean out your fridge.
All right.
Take inventory of the pantry for spices that you have or don't have and need to buy.
Check.
Right? Any ingredients you need to put in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Go grocery shopping because it's going to be busy next week.
Yeah.
Start defrosting the turkey if it's frozen.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, this may sound funny, but formulate a game plan for your pots, pans, and serving dishes. Because some of those, you need to know what you're putting in what, you know? Because
wow.
You may have too much in this one, or this may be too big for that, or too small for that. So, yeah, I know.
How are we supposed to comprehend all this when our brain
when
is
our
shrinking?
Our brains are smaller than they used to be. What's a pot and a pan?
Why did you tell me this like 25, 30 years ago?
I know, right?
I could have handled it.
Right? What's a serving dish? I don't know.
Is it filling? Is it stuffing? Is it,
yeah,
dressing?
I don't know what it is because I'm a big schnur millennial. I don't know what it is. It is Friday. A few things you definitely should know.
Carly, you mentioned the millennials.
Yes.
Got a great 911 call. Probably one of the funniest of the year.
I love it.
Listen to this.
I'm supposed to have a trip to Union Station. The ride that was supposed to show up for me this morning did not. And I don't know how you guys work with services in terms of that, because I'm in a taxi right now, but it's not going to get me to the station on time for my train to board at 9:45.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're in a taxi cab and you think you're going to be late for your train ride at Union Station?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what would you like an officer to do?
Do you guys offer emergency ride services?
An emergency ride service.
No, I don't know how you guys operate.
Well, I can assure you we don't do that.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Okay, so you can call a cab or get in the cab and go to your appointment. Okay? You're welcome. Okay.
Well, I'm already in a cab.
All right, she did say my apologies.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She was very nice about the whole thing.
Oh, God, love you. Oh, girl.
Offer emergency ride services?
An emergency ride service.
You don't do that?
Oh,
you don't offer that?
Oh, my.
Because I'm going to be late.
Whoa.
I don't know how you guys operate.
Well, I can assure you we don't do that.
My apologies.
Okay, so you can call a cab or get in the cab and go to your appointment. Okay? You're welcome.
Okay. Fine.
All right. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Just hoping there's a cop around. That could come to me.
Just need a ride. That's all I need. What is the problem, 911 lady? Jeez.
All right.
Okay, Boomer. God.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio in about 7-8 minutes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about, I would think, the movie everybody can't wait to see.
Yes.
About Mr. Rogers.
Yes, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And, you know, I'm Generation X, born in 1966, so I was the PBS kid. Yeah. I watched Mr. Rogers, Electric Company, Sesame Street just turned its 50th anniversary. I still remember every song. I was one of those kids that put my dad's cardigan on when he came home.
Oh,
I was one of those kids that changed my shoes when he did. And I still remember every little ditty and every song that Mr. Rogers did. This movie with Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers, I thought, okay, well, we'll see how this goes.
Right.
What's the angle of it? But it's not what you think. It is not a Mr. Rogers biopic. It's not about how the show started. It's not about how he got married or his life. It's about the life of a reporter named Tom Junow, who did a story on him for Esquire magazine in 1998. He was going through some family problems, relationships with his father and his wife, and he had a bad reputation. Mm-hmm. And Esquire says, you're going to go interview Mr. Rogers for a little hero piece. He's like, what? And what happens is Mr. Rogers ends up teaching him a lesson about forgiveness and about life, about his philosophy.
Right.
And it's about him changing his life.
That's a great twist.
It is.
And don't expect it. And because it's not, a lot of it is not about Mr. Rogers at all. It's about this reporter. It's really a strange film, but I'm telling you, you're going to cry your eyes out.
Oh,
and you're going to love Tom Hanks in this.
Even more?
even more.
I know. Yeah, if you could.
And I'm in the theater just like, you know, bawling because just not only brought back memories, but it's such an emotional film.
Who plays the reporter again?
Matthew Rhys.
Yeah.
Yes. Russian spy.
Yes, yeah.
It is a wonderful film. It's one of my favorites of the year. Go see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. I loved it.
And the other movie?
The one I didn't love. Frozen 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Whoa. What?
The only reason
be
it's not...
Be still my Idina and Kristen Hart.
Yes, I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming the producers and the writers and all. Okay, we got the Frozen women back, and it's like, you know, first of all, it is a boring film. It really is. There's nothing fun about it. That's my main complaint. Yeah. Second is, there's so many songs in it and these abstract videos. There's like 9 or 10 songs, so you're watching a Broadway show.
Right.
So it's really over the heads of a lot of children, and it's just exhausting. It really was. I hated how they took the girl power to its nauseating apex, and the men are reduced to these bumbling idiots that ride reindeer. There's this geopolitical story going on that turns into Force 10 from Navarone, where they got to blow up a dam. I'm not kidding. I did not like Frozen 2. I know it's got a built-in audience. I love the first one. I've watched it 10 times, but Frozen 2 needs to stay in the freezer and never be thought.
Follow them on Facebook.
Me. Oh, snapping.
YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
It's time to win some Wham! On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, let's do it. It's Friday morning. Let's put $100 in someone's pocket with the Wham! Code word, word.
Word?
Yep.
W-O-R-D, word.
As in word
up.
Right? Text word to 59457. That is 59457. Or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or the free KKLZ app. Again, the Wham! Code word, word. Spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 8:15 for your chance to put that $100 in your pocket and qualify for that $5,000 grand prize. It's coming up, provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham! Code word, word. Text it 59457. Good luck.
Word is the word. W-O-R-D. You still have a chance to text that word to 59457. Enter it through the 96.3 KKLZ website or on our free app, Word. Word Up, which I thought, by the way, was a very, to this day, I think is one of the coolest songs ever. Cameo, right?
Yes, Cameo. Yep.
See?
Yep. Yep.
I know.
Yeah.
So you still have a couple of minutes to do that. Hey, Kristen Chenoweth has a Hallmark movie coming out
Hallmark
for the holidays.
Yeah.
An album.
Yes.
We're just doing so much.
Right.
But we caught up with her on the phone. We're going to share some of that visit with you a little bit later on this half hour.
Cool.
We loved
Very
her
cool.
in Four Christmases.
Yes. Yes.
As the oldest daughter to Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, gosh. That movie was great. If you have not seen it, see it. Especially now, around this time of year.
Yeah.
Just do it.
It's perfect.
It's great. It's
so
great.
So, Kristen Chenoweth, we will talk to in the next half hour. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the upper 50s, low 60s over the weekend, but plenty of sunshine as we get ready for the holiday weekend. Carla has another update on some entertainment news.
Well, I'll tell you, some bad news for the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Oh, no.
What? Yeah. Yeah, Mike.
You're going to break my heart.
I might. I think I might.
More on that and some other stories. Carla's take on some entertainment news coming up after Mellencamp Small Town.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, country music star Sam Hunt arrested yesterday morning. Yeah. DUI. And he had 2 open beers in his car.
Right.
Yeah, he blew a .173 on a breathalyzer, which is more than twice the legal limit. He's been arrested, charged with, one count of being the biggest country stereotype ever. Wow. Wow.
That's a whole album right there.
That really is.
Now, I was talking to our country radio neighbors.
Yes.
Down the hall.
Yeah.
And I said, what's the story with this?
Uh-huh.
And they said, the guy's been laying low for like 1-2 years, hasn't done anything.
Well,
has finally just put out a new album, has a big single.
Okay.
And then course, now this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so then he should have laid low for a little longer.
Maybe another week.
Or maybe he's working on his next album already.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So. Oh, my God.
Hopefully he'll be okay. And nobody was hurt. So.
Oh, man. So, Mike, the Victoria's Secret fashion show, it's being dumped. It's being dumped.
Stop it.
It is. They're scrapping.
You know I look forward to this every year.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, they say they need to evolve its marketing a little bit, whatever that means.
That's fine.
I don't know if it's coming back or not. I don't know. But they've come under fire the last couple of years, especially for being, sexist and anti-feminist. Now, these are women who are, they're models.
Right, that's what they
do. They're models, but...
How am I supposed to know what to buy Jody for Christmas, her birthday, anniversary?
Last year's was the lowest rated ever. Hardly anyone even watched, so...
Well, it's not my fault.
Very upsetting for all of you guys out there that don't know there's free porn on the internet, I guess. Wow, okay then. And, you know, we'll have to play this sound. I had some sound for you on this, Will Ferrell was on The Tonight Show. I don't know if you have that or not. Okay. And he was saying, so he went to see Christopher Walken in a play. And Christopher Walken kind of explained to him that the more cowbell has really affected him along the way.
I go to see Christopher Walken in a play. I say hello to him backstage. And he's like, you know, you've ruined my life. People during the curtain call bring cowbells and ring them. The other day I went for an Italian food lunch and the waiter asked if I wanted more cowbell.
I can imagine.
Oh, man, what was that, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Very funny.
Sponsored by the Southern Nevada Health District.
All right. Hey, I wanted to mention Mike and Carla's 5 Days of Caring.
Yes.
It's back. We're teaming up with the Salvation Army. We are adopting 5 families in the Las Vegas Valley who might need assistance this holiday season.
Right.
So if you or somebody you know needs help to make it a brighter Christmas, submit your application by Wednesday, November 27th, next week.
Good. Please do.
And if you want more information, you can get it by going to our website at 963KKLZ.com. Carla, I know you love this woman.
I do.
She is awesome. We have Kristen Chenoweth on the phone.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We all are doing great. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. I have been a fan of yours for years, woman.
And the fact that you even have time to talk to us with everything that you have going on is amazing.
Well, I had to do it because Vegas is one of my favorite places in the world.
Kristen, are there stories that we don't know about here in Vegas?
You know, what's that thing that everyone says?
Yes, what happens in Vegas? That's what I figured.
But when you come here to play, do people pick up on who you are? Do they take that second look?
Here's what happens. They take the second look, but if I speak, it's over.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
The voice that gets me.
You know what, Kristen? You are one of those people, by the way, who, you know what? How I don't know how old you are. You will look perpetually young. And might I add, coming from a mid-year-old woman, you are absolutely hot.
What?
You are.
No, that means a lot to me. I just had my 51st birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm owning it, girl. We have to own our own, what we've lived and what we've experienced.
Yes.
And who we are, and I'm there.
Let me ask you, you say when you open your mouth, it gives it away. With that voice, how is it that you're recording albums with some big names?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I still keep listening to the album to make sure they said yes. I'm like, oh, right, they did do it.
I mean, Ariana Grande, Dolly Parton, Jennifer Hudson, and Reba McEntire. And this is the album for the girls.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. You know, when we were making the list, me and my producer, Steve Tyrell, we were making the list of songs. I didn't really set out to do like a female record or anything.
When you hear her sing, it's amazing.
Oh, it is amazing.
Compared to the voice you hear there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she was the original in Wicked. Boy, she was the original Good Witch in Wicked. She's amazing. She does so much on Broadway. She's such an amazing actress.
We're talking about Kristen Chenoweth. And, of course, if you want to hear the entire visit, because we had so much fun with her, especially talking about Four Christmases.
Yes.
We're going to put it on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Those tickets for the Black Crowes, the final pair.
Yes.
To win them before you could buy them. They go on sale a little bit later on this morning, but you have a chance to win them in about 6 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Want to thank Kristen Chenoweth for spending some time with us. And again, if you want to hear the entire visit, it's going to be on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page a little bit later on this morning. And I wanted to do this comparison because when you hear her talk with this voice.
They take a second look, but if I speak, it's over.
Yeah. And then you and you realize now she's singing with Jennifer Hudson, Dolly Parton,
absolutely,
and everybody else.
Yeah.
From that voice, when she sings, you hear this.
Let me so love where there is dark.
That's like
I actually have to find you a song that you will love that she did.
And that's not a great example because it's in a club or something.
Right. I'll find you one that you'll actually really like.
But she is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tickets for Black Crowes. This is going to be next September 2020 before we could even buy them from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Going to play you a clip of a Black Crowes song. Because I figure if you're a fan, you'll know.
Yeah, you'll know this.
All right, here it is. That's it.
Okay, there you go.
Identify that song by title from that clip.
Little intro. There you go. It's good. No, that's. I love it. I love them.
After we get through news and weather, we'll start looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer, 702-739-9636. Think about it. Here it is. Listen up. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Black Crowes. All you have to do is identify the title of this song from this clip. Here it is. Carla, we have Carla on the phone. And Carla, can you identify from that little clip the name of that Black Crowes song?
I can. It's Remedy.
Yes.
There you go. Good job. Woo-hoo. Good job.
You are nice. Going. Carla, you're going to see the Black Crowes.
Nice. That's why I'm so happy.
All right. You got tickets before you could even buy them. They go on sale a little bit later on this morning. Also, we're going to throw in a gift card from Shake Shack.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Oh, it's an awesome place. We love it over there.
Yeah, I've eaten there before. It's good.
Well, then you know. So hold on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets, your gift card, all from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, Brianna Royalty, who got the call from Morty, telling her she won some Wham.
Are you serious? That is so great. Oh, my goodness. My daughters, I was on the way to school, taking them to school, and they're like, Mom, we have to listen. And so they've encouraged me to enter the contest.
Congrats.
Nice. Good job.
Your next chance to win, coming up after Skynyrd.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. This hour's Wham code word, comma.
Comma, C-O-M-M-A, comma.
Like you would say Mike, comma,
uh-huh,
and Carla, okay?
Okay.
Comma.
Would you say that?
Well, not necessarily. I'm just saying you could say that.
Okay.
Yes, now there's the Oxford comma, and we can go on and on about that.
But the word's comma.
Yes.
C-O-M-M-A.
That is the one. Text it to 59457 or enter it online at 963kklz.com. Once again, comma. Spell it correctly, like Mike said, C-O-M-M-A. Make sure you enter it before 9:15 for your chance to put $100 in your pocket and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's Wham! Code word, comma.
Comma is the word, comma. That's the Wham! Code word. You have still a couple of minutes to text that word, 59457, or enter it through the website, 963kklz.com, and or on the free app. So many
and
ways to win.
Comma, or on the free app.
There you go. All right, the word comma. By the way, I just want to play this audio. You found me a better version of Kristen Chenoweth singing, and yeah. You know I love this song.
I know.
So from that voice she has, mm-hmm. that you would think, yeah, after a while it gets on your nerves, but listen to her, and this is a better... just blows me away.
Yeah, I know. Tiny little thing.
So nobody really recognizes her for who she is until she opens her mouth.
I know.
And they hear that voice. But then when you hear her sing and she has that new album out.
Yeah.
That's nice, amazing. Huh? That is amazing. Yeah. So we had a good time with her. All right. Weird, wild, wacky news. Carla, we're going to wrap it up with Friday's edition of Other News.
Bring it.
Do that after Casey and the Sunshine Band.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
All right. Here we go. Some other news we think you should be aware of. A couple in Texas is punishing their 15-year-old daughter for breaking the rules by taking over her social media for 2 weeks.
And that's what she opted for.
And the embarrassing videos they're posting are now going viral. So the parents have taken over her Facebook and Twitter and everything else. And
I saw some of the videos, and it's so awful that they're priceless.
Yes.
They're just priceless.
Good. Well, see, now she'll learn.
Yes, she will.
Follow the rules, young lady.
And now she's going to be really ticked because her parents have gone viral. Jeez. Listen, hey, a little heads up. I know Black Friday is next week. But Pornhub has announced their Black Friday deal. You can get a lifetime membership to Pornhub Premium, $299. Now, it's generally $100 a year. Morty, get on
free.
That. Get on that. This is premium.
Oh.
This is the premium. Yeah, you're going to get ads or you're just going to get the short ones. I've been told that, you'll only get the short version unless you want. Like, you need the long one, guys.
I need 30 minutes. I don't really have to invest 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no, I want the whole movie.
Seven minutes, in and out.
Yeah, no,
done.
Jody wants to watch the whole movie. So, honey, I got it for you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I'm hoping people can stomach this. This is actually kind of a good news story.
You know, when you have to start it out like that, you know we're not going to be able
to. Breakfast, it's almost over. So a doctor on a flight from China to New York, he saved an elderly passenger's life. He couldn't pee. He couldn't pee. And his bladder, they thought it ruptured.
Uh-huh.
So you have to get rid of that. And he's a doctor on a plane. He had nothing with him. So he created a makeshift device with a straw type thing.
Yeah.
No.
And sucked it out and had to keep, spitting it into it.
Oh, like you're doing
saved
with gas? What do they call it when you siphon?
Like when you siphon gas.
Siphon.
Yeah, basically that's what he did. He saved this guy's life. And we all go gross, ew, but if we were the one on the plane that couldn't pee, where's the doctor? Where's
Not
the doctor?
Not all heroes wear capes.
No, they carry straws with them.
Shut up.
And I'm just going to say, this is true. And this is why I'm selling plastic straws on the black market, just in case, meet me behind the building.
Can we get double bendy straws?
Yes, exactly. After the show, in case you're flying for the holiday.
Ankle. Yeah.
That's right. It is.
Listen,
fried.
I'll keep siphoning, but my neck hurts. Do you have a bendy straw?
Do we have the bendy straws? And they're plastic, right? Okay. I don't want it seeping through with the paper ones. All right. See Carla.
Perfect.
See Carla. She's got them in her coat pocket.
29A.
It's Friday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Something good.
As we do every show, we like to end it with some good news. This is just a really fun story. Alan Tripp is 102 years old. He's done a lot of things in his life. Lived through the Great Depression, worked in advertising, spent some time in broadcasting, even written a few books. But he always wanted to make an album. He wanted to be a songwriter. Well, now he has. 102 years old. He's hooked up with a younger jazz artist. I'm going to let you talk about it, guys.
Collectively, we have 190 years between us. I'm 88 years old. I consider myself really old. But when I am working with Alan, you make me feel so young.
I'm 102 years old. I stopped getting older 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They might be the oldest songwriting duo to ever put an album out. They met at the retirement community they live in near Philadelphia. Produced 8 songs for an album called Senior Songbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspired by the big band music from the 40s, but they wanted the lyrics to kind of resonate with people today a little bit and not just old people.
Yeah.
So they wrote all the songs together, hired 10 singers and musicians to record them. You can check it out if you want to. And please do. I was on this website for a while this morning. It's seniorsongbook.com. Seniorsongbook.com.
It really is a sweet story.
It's great. And I mean, they kind of made some fun of things. One of the songs is called I Just Can't Remember Your Name.
The lyrics are great.
They really are. So please check it out, seniorsongbook.com. And just so you know, and my father died at 88 years old, and he said, good age to die at, because there are 88 keys on a piano.
Yeah.
So for a piano player, that's a good thing.
And I knew this story was very close, near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
So
oh,
it's
man,
a great story.
I love it.
That's why we always say and invite anybody who has a feel-good story. Man, let us know about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, 9:37, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Just kind of recapping the show this morning. Just terrible, devastating news. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
I know, Mike.
Off the books.
I know.
Not happening.
Pornhub is on sale.
Found out that people are nicer to their AI devices than they are to other people.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Gotta change that.
Man.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, thumbs up on the Mr. Rogers movie, double thumbs down on Frozen 2.
Wow.
Said he hated it.
Yeah, he did
hated
not
it.
Mince words.
And congratulations, our latest winner in the Wham! Contest, Audra Summers, listening to KKLZ, got the call. And boy, she knew right off the bat why Morty was calling her.
I won the Wham.
You won Wham. You got yourself $100.
Yay! Thank you so much.
So her daughter is off on a little trip. She goes, I'm going to give it to my daughter.
Okay.
Now, if I win the $5,000, I keep that.
I'm keeping that. My daughter gets $100.
Which she is qualified for through Dollar Loan Center. Countdown to Wham and the grand prize next week is when we give that away. So
yeah.
Your next chance to win, put some Wham in your pocket. About 20 minutes from now, Wendy Rush will have that for you. Otherwise, that's it for us. Do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.